I'm here with Nick Kershaw performing tonight at Party in the Park. Has it been difficult for you to? I was listening to the soundtrack. Has it been difficult to set a set list when you have so many songs to choose from?
Not really. No. In fact, you know what? It's a great lot of festivals. You get to do 20 minutes, okay. Half an hour. So that's a real struggle. Mm. But tonight we've got an hour, so. We're even thrown in a couple of cheeky little cover versions as well.
Okay.
A couple of crowd pleasers.
Yeah. Because you had so many hits in the 80s.
Seems like a long time ago, but yes, I'm very thankful for them.
What was it about those 80s?
I don't know, and people keep going back to it, and people still want to hear those songs, and there's loads of festivals all around the world that are, you know, 80s specific, and I don't really understand it, but it's a bit like looking a gift horse in the mouth. I'm not complaining because it's great fun to get out there again and play the old tunes.
Doing the research, I've seen that in '84 you spent more weeks in the charts than any other solo acts. You were here, there, and everywhere. You were participating in all sorts of things, Top of the Pops. You were everywhere.
Mm. I think that was just greedy. That's what that was. That was because I had two albums out in 9 months, which is just doesn't make a lot of sense when you look back at it. But I think that's why. Like, I had so much product out there in 1984. I think I was actually in the charts in the UK for about 65 weeks, if that's possible, in 1 year.
You wrote a lot of the stuff yourself.
I wrote all of it myself, yeah.
For the Riddle and that. You stopped actually performing in the 90s because then you were writing material for other people. Why did you stop suddenly?
Well, I had a four-album deal with MCA, and I did that. And then I just kind of got tired and wanted to try something else, and I was just starting a new family, and I wanted to be around for them. Yeah. I thought I'd just take a back seat and write songs and produce for other people and stuff.
And if they're popular, they gain more money more or less. If they live forever more or less those songs.
If you're the songwriter, that's how it works. So and I got very lucky early on with a few hits from people. So that was good. But ultimately, I got kind of frustrated with it in the end, and sort of end of the 80s, end of the 90s.
How was that? Why?
Because you get kind of so used to being your own boss and making all the decisions yourself. And when you're an artist, you can do that and you can do whatever you want. And you don't really have that when you're working for so many people. If you're a producer, you're working for you. You've got to please the manager, the artist, the A&R man, the A&R man's wife, the milkman. Everybody's has to be happy, you know. And it's not always possible to do. And I wasn't very good at the whole politics about it. You have to be a politician if
were you too kind?
Yeah, I didn't like. Yeah, I kind of wanted to please everybody and ended up pleasing nobody. Yeah. In the end, that's what you do. So. That was quite frustrating, and also I started writing songs again that were obviously not really, they weren't generic lyrics, they were very specific to me, so I kind of ended up recording that and making another album at the end of the 90s and then started making records again.
Because it's 25 years ago since you had that major hit, The One and Only by Chesney Hawkes. I don't know if people know that, but that's in fact your song.
Yeah, I might sneak that in tonight as well. Why not? It's a crowd pleaser.
When I had you on the phone just before Christmas, I was telling you about that. I saw somewhere that Elton John said that you were one of the most gifted songwriters of our era.
He did say that. Yeah, he was a great friend to me, but very early on, and a real sweet man and a champion of mine, really, right from the outset, and supported me, encouraged me, and help me through. And he's done that a lot over the years with various people, you know, from James Blunt to Ed Sheeran, and help people and you know, support them. He's great at doing that.
But returning to the music of the 80s, which you're doing now, are you surprised that it still lives?
I'm surprised, yeah. Because you'd think like a revival, which is kind of what it is, would last about the same amount of time as the decade itself, wouldn't you? Maybe 10 years or so, but it just keeps going. It was going, it's been going since the end of the 90s, really. I've been sort of party to to it. So I don't know what it is. I guess in some ways, it's, people used to listen to music differently back then. I certainly did. It was a really big deal buying an album and looking through the liner notes and yeah, you know, just choosing an album, going in a record shop and listening to stuff, and it's a real big deal buying an album. Whereas nowadays, it's just kind of,
it's not the same downloading thing.
It's not at all, because you don't. I download stuff and I forget I've got it, and I never listen to it. It's just, it's crazy. It doesn't seem to be as valued as it was back then, and maybe that's why people keep coming back to it. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Before ending the interview, tell me about your new project. I think we briefly just talked about it also earlier in this fly thing. What is that?
Oh, that was just something that Gary Barlow got me and a few of my peers involved with. It was the soundtrack to the Eddie the Eagle film. I don't know if that came out in this country.
Yeah,
or
He was a hilarious guy, this Eddie the Eagle.
He was, yeah. He's quite a hero in the UK for not being very good at something. Yeah,
he was the worst.
He was the worst, but we kind of celebrate those kind of heroics in England. He's a big hero in the UK. So I just had a song that kind of sounded, you know, right for the project, and that went on the album. And I think the album was number one in the soundtrack charts and stuff. It did all right, and the film got well received. So that was good to be part of.
Yeah.